This is Ozarks at Large. The Human Rights Campaign, the largest LGBT civil rights organization in the nation, has announced plans to aggressively expand operations in Arkansas and two other southern states. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The Human Rights Campaign venture is called Project One America, and it's delivering a bolus of money. This is President Chad Griffin.
Yeah, so the Human Rights Campaign is committing $8.5 million. To permanent campaigns for equality in three specific states in the Deep South, Mississippi, Alabama, and my own home state of Arkansas.
An Arkadelphia native, Chad Griffin, says he's acutely aware of the lack of resources for LGBT civil rights organizing in Arkansas and across the South, but believes this initiative will help to take care of that.
We're calling this effort Project One America for a very simple reason. Today, this country is deeply, deeply divided into two Americas. When it comes to equality, you have the haves, places like California and New York, and then you have the have-nots when it comes to equality in places like the Deep South, Mississippi, Alabama, and Arkansas. And, you know, when it comes to equality, the rising tide of equality, it has to include everyone.
HRC has been cultivating a presence in all three states, including Arkansas, where Griffin consistently appears, he says. He declined giving staffing and budgetary specifics for the project, but says they are in it for the long haul.
Well, this is an unprecedented and sustained effort in these three states specifically. In Arkansas, we will have organizers that are on the ground across that state. We'll be doing community meetings. We'll be meeting with allies and LGBT people alike and really create the echo chamber for equality.
Griffin says HRC staff will deploy an army of volunteers to strategically reach out to fair-minded business, education, religious, and political leaders.
So yes, there is a component of this that's political organizing, but there's also a significant component of this that is focused on changing hearts and minds.
And timing couldn't be better, since last June's U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn the Defense of Marriage Act is unconstitutional. 17 states and the District of Columbia now allow same-sex marriage. That leaves 33 states with laws or constitutional amendments restricting marriage to the union of one man and one woman. Of those states, 28 have 60 marriage equality cases at play, including in Arkansas, where a federal case has been filed, and a Pulaski County Circuit Court decision is pending.
Look, it is a unique moment in history. We have seen the pace of change increase at historic levels over these last several years. But what we all have to remember are the thousands of people, the leaders and the everyday LGBT folks that all came before us, because every single one of us, all of our organizations, all of the leaders today, we all stand on the shoulders of giants, everyday folks who've been working hard in these states across this country for decades. They are the reason that we are where we are today.
Being raised in the South, Chad Griffin says he has a certain affinity with the LGBT experience there.
You know, being a Southerner myself, having grown up my entire childhood in Arkansas, I fight the notion that the South is these finish line states, that they should wait their turn. You know, I know, and folks on the ground in these states know, the South is ready. The South is ready for this fight. The South is ready for equality.
The Human Rights Campaign, with 1.5 million members, is the largest in the nation, including the South, with one-third of members originating from Texas to Florida, North Carolina to Georgia. Last count, HRC took in nearly $29 million in member contributions and grants. Corporate supporters include Apple, Microsoft, American Airlines, and Nationwide Insurance, to name a few, with additional funding from wealthy celebrities such as Brad Pitt, Jennifer Lopez, and Lady Gaga. As for the new $8.5 million Southern campaign, it's starting immediately, Chad Griffin says, who will lead a three-state press tour to kick off Project One America, beginning in Arkansas, May 5th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
Chad Griffin will begin his three-state tour in Little Rock Monday, May 5th, with a news conference at the state capitol at 11 a.m., followed by a community gathering at the Arkansas Arts Center. Check out hrc.org for more information.